And if you could just take a guess or an estimate, how long have you been working with wood?
Over 35 years.
Because I see all these, you have all these decorations in your yard. You said you've carved many of things for many people. And this is the only thing you've ever seen like this.
Exactly.
So to kind of put it in, there will be pictures up, but to kind of tell people what it is, you cut wood. You were cutting down a lot of trees at a funeral home, correct?
Yes, I was.
And where was the funeral home?
Over in Eureka.
Can you talk about why you were doing it?
I was clearing off trees in the back to expand the parking lot.
Yep. And this was in the last tree.
Yes, I cut 20 trees down. 19 trees I cut in the biggest chunks my tractor would lift. And on the last tree, which would be the 20th, there was something that told me to cut this up into fireplace lengths. And I did. And an amazing find of this cross was found.
And even as we're looking at it out here, it's been, you said, 20 years since you cut it. The piece of wood with the imagery in it is in perfect condition, or it doesn't look like it's aged, really. And the piece that you cut next to it is like you'd expect a piece of wood to be after 20 years, right?
Exactly. You just figure you break a toothpick, in half, so now you have two pieces of toothpick. On this log, one side is perfectly preserved with heavenly images, and the other side has been dead for over 19 years, and it has demons on the log.
In all of your years working with wood, you've never seen a piece of wood preserved like this through 20 years?
Never.
Have you done anything to the wood, or have you just kind of left it as is?
I put a little bit of vegetable oil just to bring the grain out, but the log is actually preserving itself. I mean, I've had woodworkers from all over the country come, and they said they've never seen anything like this.
And I know you mentioned that you reached out to a doctor at the University of Tennessee, and they said they'd never seen anything like this either.
No, they haven't. I would like for them to come and see it, but they just won't do that.
And obviously, you know, with these pieces of wood sitting side by side, you can clearly see that one is different than the other. And can you mention again how you told me how the cross on the log doesn't go through all the way?
Yes. I had my chainsaw down, and I was going to put it down in one spot. I got like 2 inches from the wood, and my arms would not let the saw go into the wood. I went to a different spot, put my saw down, got within a couple inches, and it wouldn't go through the wood. It wouldn't even touch the wood. Then my hand moved over 4 inches to the right. My saw was running, but it revved up, and it went right through the wood. And then I found this cross. And over the years, one side of the log is dyed, and the other side is just like it was cut 20 years ago.
And can you talk about, it's not just a cross, obviously me and you have talked about all the imagery on this log. You don't have to go through all of it, but just the fact that there is this sheer number of, you can see faces in certain places and things like that.
Numerous multiple people's been over here, and it basically tells the whole gospel story.
When you turn the log different ways.
When you turn the log different ways, people see so many things. There's an image of a man and a woman, and they're holding the baby, like Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus. And then there's an image of a man getting ready to mount up on a white horse. So basically, it's the beginning of the birth of Jesus to the end of Revelations. When they talk about when God comes back, he will be mounting up on a white horse.
you said that people have wanted to buy this log from you?
Been offered millions and millions of dollars. I've had no excitement in my... I should have been bouncing off the walls, but I have no excitement. I asked God, what should I do with this log? And he sent me another sign, which confirmed that I should keep this log and keep trying to talk about the story about the cross and the log.
And those people that have came and looked at this who have never seen anything like it, what do they say about it?
They have all sorts of different reactions. There's one lady that she almost collapsed, that her legs gave out. Other people, I had a guy from Australia, big boy, rough, mean looking. He put his hands to his head and he cried like a baby. He said he's never seen anything so beautiful in his life. Just multiple stories. People have tears. They got to go outside and they got to be by themselves out in the side yard. They say that I just need some time alone. You know, this is too much.
What would you say to maybe people who would say, it's just a piece of wood that you cut that happens to have all this on it? What would you say to that?
Not much to say. I mean, that's their right. But once they see this, everybody, the pictures does the log no justice. Everybody and his brother who comes and sees this log, the first thing they say, kinda, is you have to see this in person. You know, I got goosebumps. I got chills. You know, this has never happened to me before. But when they look at the pictures, the pictures are nice. It's like looking at a picture of a roller coaster at a park, and hopping on the ride and taking a ride on that roller coaster. It's a total different meaning, or, you know, it's totally different.
Is there anything you wanted to add about it that I haven't asked you about?
Well, there's really a whole lot more that, this is just the tip of, you know, just a few minute segment. But people stop by all the time, and I would really like to have more people take more interest in this and get the word out there more. But like I said, this is just a small little interview. One time, one guy, he wanted to take, like he said, I want to be here five minutes. He said, I'm really busy. I got to go. 5 minutes. He was here for an hour and 50 minutes, and his wife literally had to grab him by the arm and say, honey, we really got to go. It's just crazy.